Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 177th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Sabina Najafova, who won the green card diversity lottery in Azerbaijan and moved to Maine in 2015. She is an accomplished dancer and is a trained conceptual artist and ceramicist, and she's practiced as an art therapist with children with disabilities. She also loves jazz music and practices yoga every day. Sabina, it's a delight to have you in the studio. Welcome to New Mainers Speak.
Good afternoon, Kate. Thank you so much for the invitation.
It's really fun in the studio today, isn't it? She brought me presents. I got a beautiful keychain with a pomegranate blossom on it, which I didn't know pomegranates are a symbol of Azerbaijan.
Yes.
And
baklava and shekar bora.
Yes, baklava. I'm so excited about eating later with some tea.
Yes.
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
So I think diversity is the word when it comes to Azerbaijan's climate, because basically out of 11 global climates, 9 of them are represented between the Caspian Sea and the Caucasus Mountains in your country. And temperatures range from 27 degrees below zero to 114 degrees Fahrenheit. I wondered if you could tell us a little bit about the climate in Baku, the capital city of your hometown.
Sure. When you start to talk about Baku climate, which first which comes to my mind is hot summer, warm spring and rainy fall and winter. We did not have cold winter and a lot of snow and ice.
No snow and ice?
No. Mostly our weather is fall and winter is rainy and windy. Furthermore, when you are talking about the Baku weather, first of all, you should know that Baku also knows a city of winds and fire. Winds is the most famous natural phenomenon in Baku. We have different kind of winds from warm Gilawar to cold Hezri winds.
So it's a windy city.
Yes, it's a windy city.
And a city of fire.
Yeah.
So I want to talk with you about Azerbaijan a little bit more, because I think it's a really interesting place. I mean, every place on Earth is interesting, but there's something about Azerbaijan that is a surprise, I guess. Everything's a surprise in America since we don't study geography, but this is an extra big surprise. And because I think it shaped you as well. When we talk about all that your country has to offer, it seems to have had a big impact on you. Azerbaijan is a country of almost 10 million people on the Caspian Sea. Bordering neighbors include Russia, Georgia, Armenia, and Iran. And last year, it celebrated its 100th year of independence, though it was part of USSR between 1920 and 1991. So tell us about the culture of your beautiful, beautiful and diverse country. What goes on there?
Azerbaijan has a rich culture. Azerbaijan culture is tightly bound with the history, religious beliefs, national traditional and value of the country. Azerbaijan is famous of the tea culture and unparalleled history.
Tea culture?
Yes.
What's that?
Traditional Azerbaijan tea gets pounded into a pear-shaped glass armudi with different kind of jams. Tea is kind sacred drink for us, because Azerbaijan hospitality is another universe with we can discuss ours.
I have heard Azerbaijan as one.
However,
of the best hosts.
However, I can describe it like that. If you are a guest in my someone from my homeland, you can be sure that you will be treated but our famous cousin and a cup of tea.
Your famous cousin?
Yeah, and also Azerbaijan traditional famous is reflection in the decor interiors, house falls of Wathery people were decorated with patterns with elements of painting motifs. And also Azerbaijan carpets are still a signature of the country as well as the most spread local crafts.
Yes, I've seen pictures of the rugs and the carpets.
Yeah.
They're hand woven. Is it wool?
It's a wool,
from
yeah.
sheep?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're very enduring, aren't they? They become family heirlooms. Yeah.
Furthermore, Azerbaijan is famous for its natural resources, such as oil, national gas, and etc.
Yes, I'd say oil is the big defining feature
yes.
of your country, isn't it? You had the oil that fueled
yeah.
USSR for
80%.
80%. Yeah, that's really big.
Yeah, and when we talk about my parents, which are the part of my heart, my father was an applied art artist and businessman, and my mother is a doctor of philosophy and professor assistant. She also a writer who writes a book about immigrations, women's employment, and etc.
My goodness. So how interesting is that? She's here in the United States right now visiting
yes.
you, I understand. So... does she have any impressions of Portland, what she sees with fresh eyes?
She loves Portland, Portland weather, Portland raining weather, I don't know. Portland strong winter weather because we have not too much snow in my country.
Yes,
you
it's
know.
Very novel
yeah.
for a little while.
Yeah, and she just relaxes. And has a great time with me.
I think that's wonderful. Was there a place that you wanted to show her, you know, the Eastern Prom? Or is there a place around here that really means Portland. Maine to you in your heart?
Yeah, Portland Museum of Art.
Uh-huh.
Cape Elizabeth. She loved to have a rest and the weather.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can see the waves crashing against the shore there. It's
yeah.
iconic.
Yes.
Yes. On the Caspian Sea in Baku... is that also a rocky coast, or is that more of sandy coast? More rocks?
One rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. So when the waves come in from the sea, they crash there too?
Yeah.
More than a beach?
More than a beach, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. So 98% of Azerbaijan is Muslim, but only 21% of residents in a 2013 poll there responded that the religion was the most important part of their daily lives. So that makes Azerbaijan the least Muslim majority country in the world. Maybe I have that right, like the least religious Muslim majority country in the world. I wondered if you could tell us about spiritual life in general there and about your own personal spiritual life.
We have a... For example, Azerbaijan is multicultural and multi-religious country. Most people in my country, are Muslim. However, we also have a lot of Jewish, Christian, and Zoroaster, and etc. And when we talk about my beliefs and spiritual life, I cannot identify myself. I'm kind Zoroaster. And a Muslim.
Uh-huh. And so the Zoroastrians came
yes.
even before Islam.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Before Islam. And one of my main part, which I believe, is kindness and respect to each other.
That's a great universal
yeah.
basis of
I think
truth.
It's the first which need to believe people, kindness and perfect to each other.
So have you practiced... in different religious settings, have you gone to Islamic services and Zoroastrian services?
Sure.
At different churches?
It's
and Baha'i too?
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. different churches. Baha'i, it's different religion. Muslim, it's different religion. But I also went to the church because I have a lot of friends, Christian friends.
Uh-huh.
And
would they be
friends.
Eastern Orthodox Christians there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've had a lot of experiences in very different religions.
Yes.
And your takeaway is kindness.
Yes.
Can't go wrong there. So if you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You are listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Sabina Najafova. She's originally from Azerbaijan, and she's exploring her options in this country and finding it easy to live freely without social expectations. But it's harder to make a living as an artist here. Let's talk a little bit more about the art scene in Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan has a long history of decorative and applied arts, and everything from engraved metal, carved wood and bone, ceramics, jewelry making, and embroidery to rug making, which you've already mentioned. So, Sabina, you studied at the
Academy of Fine Arts.
Yeah, the Academy of Fine Arts.
Yeah.
At a rigorous course. And then you were a counselor at the
Arts Council Azerbaijan.
And the Arts Council, thank you. So you said you left, you felt as if you were born with the word artist on your forehead. I love that. So you're doing what you came to do and with kindness. So say more about your life as an artist, both there and here. I think that's an interesting, it's interesting that you've had mm-hmm. two realities with it.
Yeah. Art plays a domination role in Azerbaijan. Talk about Azerbaijan art life cannot be started from their own traditional music, like Mugamat, till our famous artists like Setar Bahluzadeh, Beykoa Mirzazadeh, Tahir Salahov, for example, Toghrul Narimanbekov, Nazim Mamedov, Kamil Najafzadeh. We have plenty of talented art, famous artists. I can't forget some names. And composer like Muslim Magomayev, Fikret Amirov, Kara Karayev, Vagif Mustafazadeh, writers like Nizami Genjavi, Satar Bahtiyar Bahabzadeh, Hussein Javid, and etc. My passion to art and music started from the childhood. How I remember myself, I was always connected with the art. I spent a lot of my time on creation, different composition from ceramic, wood, clay, and also a big part of my life was bonded with painting. How you said before, I earned my bachelor degree in Azerbaijan State Academy of Fine Art in Applied Fine Arts with concentration in ceramics. I also had trainings with the Mark Jenkins, who is famous artist in the United States.
Yes, Mark Jenkins. Yes. And I will put a link to the YouTube demonstration of his artwork on the website today.
In 230, which were organized by Yarat Contemporary Art Space. I took part in different exhibitions in my country and in Europe countries too. And I like to mix different style in my works, such as conceptual art, papier-mâché, and modern art, for example, abstract genre and impressionism too. Certainly, I can representative of non-profit organization Arts Council Azerbaijan, where I am working as volunteer. And Arts Council Azerbaijan is famous organization in Baku, which helps talented artists, whatever they are, professional or not. And I also a member of Azerbaijan Artists Union since 2012. Last 5 years, I'm working with conceptual art and papier-mâché. Yeah, because I love this genre more than either.
More than what?
More than either genre.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. So I think what strikes me is how rich a culture Azerbaijan is. The children all take music lessons, dancing lessons, art lessons, and it's a
different,
big, important thing. I'm not sure many people could kind of rattle off their top 20 favorite artists and composers. But you can, because it's something you value and something you've been trained in, and something your country is really rich in.
Yes, my country, Azerbaijan, is a very rich country with music, dancing, ceramics, and sculpture.
So if I were to go to Baku and I had 1 week where would I go? What would the best art hotspots be?
The Museum of Shirvanshah, the Museum of History, the Carpet Museum. Also, we have an old city, Baku, İçeri Şehir, whose name is İçeri Şehir. You can also going to the Caspian Sea.
Yes, I would have to take a little break from all the museums to go to the Caspian
Sea.
Yes. Would I be able to see that from my hotel room?
Sure.
Yeah, so yeah. The city is right on the sea.
Yes.
Beautiful. It's a horn, isn't it? It pops out into the sea.
Yes.
A little peninsula.
Yeah.
Yes. So you're talking about papier-mâché and other kinds of art that you're making. Can you describe some of the works that you're making today?
Sure. Currently, I'm working with conceptual art, surrealism, papier-mâché, and making sculpture from clay. Conceptual art is art for which the idea or concept behind the work is more important than the finished art object. And in my works, in conceptual art, I am trying to inform people different ideas and concept from my works. Furthermore, I am also art therapist who works with children with disabilities and as artists in Maine and Baku is not very big. And however, main difference which I think that it's a little bit difficult to find job to artist in Maine.
Yes. Also, to be a therapist, you usually have to have certain standards, right? Certain degrees and letters after your name. And that might be hard to recreate here without more training. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct. But I'm not working like art therapy, like doctor. We are meditation. We have meditation at my class. We listen music. More jazz music, and just relax. You know, it's very helpful.
Yes, I think that's a brilliant way to get in the right heart space to create art.
Yeah.
Yes, and so I like your description of conceptual art. It's really about the idea more than the product. Are you working on anything right now which you can describe? Do you work large or small?
Yeah, more large work.
Mm-hmm.
I feel in freedom when I'm working with big works, big cartons.
Uh-huh.
It feel me like more freedom.
Yeah.
More happy.
And do you work with the human form when
yes.
When you're doing these sculptures? So you do something large in clay right now?
I'm working with clay, with the paper, because this name that papier-mâché.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feel me happy.
Yes. And where will you show your work? How will people see it?
I have Instagram page, which name is the Janet Art Studio. Janet, it means of my language, Azerbaijani language. It means paradise.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Janet, just for listeners, it's Jannet Art Studio, and that's at Instagram.
Instagram page, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yes, you can look it up and you can see what Sabina makes. It's quite beautiful. And eclectic, all different kinds of things, and mixed media as well, it looks like. You don't have just papier-mâché. It'll be all things together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love to mix different styles, like papier-mâché, surrealism, conceptual art, and etc.
All mixed together.
Yeah, and also my professional hopes here is to established some kind of organization like Arts Council Azerbaijan, where artists can share their professional experience and knowledge, help to find new opportunities, and to artists. However, the religious beliefs, nationality, because art does not have borders. And it's open to everybody, everyone.
That's a really great point. When you look at someone's art, you don't really need to speak the language in order to see and understand the art. It's a bit like music that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because art is freedom.
Yes, and here for freedom. We all get to do that. So you're looking to establish a community of other artists then?
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice. Do you have other people, other artists around here that you meet with and exchange ideas with already?
Yeah, I have a friend. His name is Kifa. He's very popular artist.
Kifa Abdullah. Yes.
He's very popular artist in the United States. And he showed me the way. He's very good teacher, like friend. And I think we need to believe to ourselves.
Yes.
To working hard, to study and go and only.
Yes, and you can help each other along the way. Like, did you see this show? That would be a good one for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I have a couple friends, artists, and they... we have a good exhibition, group exhibitions, and interesting evening art nights, something like this. Last summer, I remember that we made the art nights, and a lot of people, which with the different country, share our experience and show our cultures, and we make the art with meditation, with the music, with the yoga.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Wow. When we talked earlier, you also said you were interested in having a studio of some kind where you could offer classes and things like that. Is that still something you're interested in your future?
Yes, sure. I want to open one studio and working with children with disabilities, because I think that it might maybe my dream.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
want to help children with the Down syndrome, because I work with them, and before I work with them, and I open a big world at the inside of these children.
Yes, I used to work at a place called Creative Work Systems in Saco, and they had a program, a day program for people with mental disabilities, and they would create art, and then they would make these beautiful cards out of it, and the community often bought and supported those, and I loved their art. It was so free, and looked like conceptual art, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Conceptual art.
Very open and expressive.
Yeah.
And you want to help people have that with your kindness and more beauty in the world.
Yeah.
You know, even your name means beautiful.
Thank you. Yes. My name means beautiful.
They must have known when you were born what you would be doing, since that word artist was already on your forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lovely baby. Sabina, you are a person who's able to balance your intellectual understanding of the arts with your personal gut feelings about what it means to be creative as a human. And that's not easy. I wish you all the best on your expressive journey, and I hope it is quite a fruitful future for you here.
Thank you so much, Kate. Thank you for the invitation. I'm happy to be here to speak about my country, about my religious, about my culture, about our music. And I hope we'll meet you at my own exhibition or at my studio in the future.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. I'd love to come see what you're making.
I will be happy to see you again.
Oh, good. I hope our paths cross again soon. I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song that Sabina has selected for us. I wondered if you could introduce this song as we wrap things up, Sabina.
My favorite, Vagif Mustafazadeh, Fantasia.
This is the classical piece called Fantasia. Yes?
No. He's first who mixed the Muramat with the jazz.
Oh, the traditional music of your country with jazz music.
Jazz music.
And he's made an eclectic mix.
Vagif Mustafazadeh, he is the big composer and pianist. The music name is Fantasia.
Wonderful. I hope you enjoy Fantasia. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have fun.